You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Going to be a lot of people holding on to their remote control tonight, bouncing between channels. I cannot remember the last time the Chiefs and Royals played at the same time.
Probably 2014 or 2015. That last button is going to be worn out tonight.
And that, of course, was back when the Chiefs weren't as good, of course.
Fair point. Fair point. Royals play at 6:38 tonight in the Bronx.
That is correct.
So in about an hour and a half from right now.
Chiefs kick off 40 minutes later right here in Kansas City.
At 7:20.
Exciting times. It's good to be in Kansas City.
Taylor Swift will be at the game. Glenn Beck from our sister station is going to be at the game tonight. I know that because I facilitated an interview with him earlier today downstairs for some advertisers and friends of his show. I told him you will be the second most famous celebrity in the stands and kind of cocked his head like a dog that didn't understand the command. I said, Taylor Swift is here, my friend. He said, yeah, I'll be second.
Do we have confirmation that her jet is on the ground?
No, we do not.
Okay.
But I had heard, you know, through the rumor mill that she was going to be here.
Exciting stuff.
It's a good time to be a fan of sports in Kansas City.
As long as Mahomes and company take care of the Saints, that's all that really matters.
Are the Saints, like, any good this season?
No.
Then I don't think it's going to be a problem.
They've got the highest scoring offense so far.
Do they really?
Yeah, they're pretty good. They've got a couple of losses.
The Saints have the highest scoring offense in the NFL this season?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. And the Chiefs are marred by injury right now.
There are three cars in the parking lot.
Is that true?
Yours, if you mine count and Sam's? Mine and say, no, I'm not counting yours because you're in a different space.
Right.
If you count mine, Wine Bombs, and I think someone from the Chiefs radio network.
Oh, out back? Yeah.
Yeah, I literally just had to run downstairs.
Yeah, why are you winded?
Oh, my God, because I ran. I said to Scott, talk about the Chiefs. I'll be right back.
You know, this building is equipped with elevators that do the walking for you.
I know, but sometimes it's quicker just to run up and down
the
stairs.
Stairs are good for you.
Do you want to hear the weirdest thing that happened to me today? And I just saw Stephen Spector with 96.5 The Fan. I stopped at the grocery store, got some groceries on the way in, and some of it had to be refrigerated. Like, just a couple things, like chicken. But important to refrigerate chicken, right?
I mean, who refrigerates their chicken?
Right. So apparently, when I walked in, I remember seeing Joanne from downstairs and saying hi. I remember coming upstairs, but I forgot that I put the groceries in the fridge, in the community kitchen fridge.
Oh, I wouldn't put anything in that one.
I know, but it was double bagged. So about an hour ago, I came roaming out into the newsroom, and I looked at Dan, and I go, and he goes, what? I go, have you ever, like, I think I brought groceries in, but I don't know that I brought them in. And if they're in the car, the chicken's probably ruined. But I can't remember going to the refrigerator and putting that stuff in the fridge. At Scott, it would have been 1:15.
Okay.
I remember you walking in with the bag of chicken.
Do I need St. John's Wort?
What?
Or some sort of brain scan? So I looked at Dan. I'm like, is that weird that I don't remember that? Like,
no. And I said no.
It's autopilot. I mean, I was just autopiloting it.
Yeah. Well, it's not like she's getting senile or anything. We all do it. Where you've got a million other things running through your brain.
Yeah.
You just got to work.
Yeah.
You know, I got to do this. I got to do that.
Yep.
And whoever said autopilot.
I did. I autopiloted it.
That's exactly what it was. You didn't need to think about putting that in the refrigerator because, of course, that's where it's going to go.
So I come out. I come back and I don't have time to run to check if it's in the fridge, let alone time to run down to the car if I've forgotten the now rancid chicken. I just get a text from Dan Weinbaum like 30 minutes ago. Chicken. Lettuce, ? Check. It's in the fridge. So I did at some point put it in there.
She piqued my curiosity.
He did. He took a trip to the company kitchen.
Well, that was nice.
Anyway, it's in there.
Has anybody on this show ever eaten food out of the company kitchen refrigerator that they did not bring to work?
What do you consider food?
Stealing somebody's food from the
their lunch or a snack
community fridge.
Not borrowing somebody's gigantic ketchup box.
Okay, I was gonna say I've squirted once or twice, like ranch, but just quick squirt, not like I didn't, you know, overindulge because it's not mine. But like, let's say I had a salad and I forgot the dressing
Right.
There have been times that I peruse the offerings of somebody else in there and just take a little bitty squirt. Little bitty. Okay. I've done that.
By little bitty.
Because I don't think that's theft. I mean, theft is when someone brings in a frozen dinner, Weight Watchers, Smart Ones, and you just take it.
You've never done that.
Nor would I.
Hand to God.
I would DoorDash. You know me. There have been a couple times where I'm like, if I don't eat, I'm going to die. Like, well, I've got to get something DoorDashed here. But you want to borrow just a little something.
It's a barbecue sauce.
Condiments. That's the word.
Condiments
don't count if it's
just a squirt.
Rare.
Right.
You never take the last of it.
No.
Just a squirt.
You've never taken a smart ones out of there?
No. God, no. See, that to me is crossing a huge line.
Okay.
Why have you? You posed the question.
I've eaten somebody's yogurt.
What?
Oh, that is totally crossing a line.
Somebody brought in one time a limited edition soda something, and they were like, hey, Sam, you want to try one? And they handed it to me, and the can was warmer than my hand. And I thought to myself, I'm going to go throw that in the fridge. I'll come back and get it a few hours later so I can try this beverage properly refrigerated.
Yes.
And it was gone.
See, that is theft. Mm. I don't like that. And certainly, Scott, I'm going to be honest.
It's just rude.
Taking someone's yogurt, that is... Don't you remember Blank Creek, my favorite show ever, where she goes, David, I was saving that for after my run. And he's eating her yogurt. And he goes, well, that's funny. I was saving it during your run. And I think stealing someone's yogurt it's a bridge too far. I'm going to be honest.
Well, I'm not looking for praise.
You did not deserve those probiotics that day.
I agree. No, I hope you got gut bacteria.
Listen, well, maybe I did.
The bad times.
But what I'm saying is I could have easily lied about it and said I've never done that. I would never do that. You asked me a question and I answered it honestly.
Okay. What is the weirdest allergic reaction you have ever had to something that you took that you did not know was going to cause that reaction? And I don't mean like death or like anaphylactic shock.
Well, if it was death, I wouldn't be here to report it.
Right.
Did you die of the death?
Most people do die of death.
Have you ever had anything happen, because this happened to me while you were gone, I'm going to tell you the story, where you just did not realize that would be the reaction to taking fill in the blank, like whatever.
I will say that I think I may have ingested a little bit of Mexican tap water. And what they say about Montezuma's revenge is true.
We lose a few pounds down there, did we?
I lost two pounds while I was
here. Locked in the room anyway because it was raining.
Mm-hmm. It was raining.
It was raining all over that.
I didn't even see that
hotel room.
You'd have to get some yogurt to restore your gut biome.
That's right.
There's something wrong with you.
All right. When we get back, an amazing story of loss, redemption, and birth.
We made a baby on Dana and Parks. Top that, everybody else in town.
913-586-7798. You know, you guys can make fun of us all you want, but every once in a while, this show does something good. And it was not too long ago when Dana... In fact, it was last month. Dana got an email from a young lady named Kylie, and it just said, "Good morning, Ms. Wright. I hope you are doing well. I'm not sure if you remember." Oh, we remember, Kylie. "I'm not sure if you remember, but several years ago, 2017, I called in and aired a grievance on myself for hurting a man named Cody. He was listening, apparently, and called in too. Long story short, the airing of the grievances segment brought us back together. It was May 26, 2017, when I made the phone call. We ended up getting back together and became official on January 12, 2019, and we've been together ever since. We were married 1 year ago today, and my mother-in-law actually played the clip from the day we called in May of 2017. We have also just welcomed a beautiful baby boy together on July 18th of this year. I am not sure if you and Scott would be able to, but our first year anniversary theme is paper. Since it was your show that brought us back together, I wasn't sure if you would be able to take a funny photo and then sign in and email it. We'll definitely take care of that. But Kylie joins us on the KMBZ hotline. Happy anniversary.
Thank you so much. And I really appreciate everything that you guys have done, reaching back out to me and getting our story on the air, because like that email said, you guys definitely played a part in allowing me to get my grievance out there, letting Cody hear it. And Scott, you actually played Let's Get It On for us and kind of
sorry about that.
Captured that aspect. We probably would have made it our wedding song, but the great-grandparents probably wouldn't have approved, so we couldn't go with it.
Kylie, when you aired that grievance on yourself for hurting a man named Cody, he then called in, and how long after that did you two connect, and under what circumstances? Like, did he have your phone number?
We actually worked together, and he played hard to get. I mean, he made me work for it. And when I say work for it, I had to work for it every day at work.
Wow.
Yeah, no, it was kind of one of those things. I think I caught him off guard. He does not get shy or bashful or, you know, put on the spot about anything. But I think that kind of caught him off guard whenever I did call in. So I think it probably took him a little while to be like, oh man, yeah, she really meant it. It's kind of one of those things, like, if I were in his shoes, I probably would have been the same way.
I'm assuming you, because you confessed during the airing of the grievances that you had hurt him. I would assume that he probably had, you had some trust to build back with him then, I would assume.
Yes. Yep. And that's exactly what it was. And we've been best friends first and foremost. And, I think that, like, it's cliche. I think that's what builds the best of relationships, is always having that friendship foundation first, because we always remember first and foremost, we're friends, we can talk about anything, and we get through everything. And it's we've been married a year, and unfortunately, I think it's been harder on him with my pregnancy hormones and everything else inside that year.
1 year today, and I just absolutely love this. You welcomed a beautiful baby boy in July. He's feeling a little under the weather now, and he was in an ICU baby, but he is now thriving and doing great, Kylie, and we're so happy for you and your family.
Thank you so much. And again, I appreciate everything. Thank you so much for reaching back out to me.
Well, will you pass along to Cody one thing? I'm looking at one of your wedding photos, and you're a beautiful bride, by the way. But I'm a huge sucker for good men's fashion. His burnt orange vest and tie
Fire.
Are stunning.
We actually have Converse in those colors, too.
I love it. I absolutely love it. Well, okay, Sam.
Is this the song you really wanted, Kylie?
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, baby.
Happy anniversary to you both. We just absolutely love the story and wanted to share it with everybody else. I just love it. It makes me so happy.
Thank you so much. You guys have a fantastic evening. Go Royals and go Chiefs.
Go Amen. Royals, go Chiefs.
Amen.
Go get it on.
Go get it on, Kylie. Treat him like a man. Well, that's what they did do, and now we've got a...
Now we got a baby.
Baby running around.
It's the Dana and Parks baby.
Well, that's sweet.
I remember telling our boss, nice. I go, we made a baby. Didn't your other employees make a baby? I mean, we made a baby. Our show made a baby.
Well, okay.
We made a baby.
All right. Okay.
Call him the Dana and Parks baby. I love that baby.
Speaking of football, because she mentioned the Chiefs, Patriots captain Jabril Peppers was arrested over the weekend on assault, strangulation, and other charges. You guys hear about this?
So bad.
With police saying that Peppers attacked a girlfriend after she received a phone call while they were in bed together. Peppers, who is 29, appeared in court earlier today. Not guilty pleas entered on his behalf, which included assault and battery, possession of a Class B substance believed to be cocaine. This is not going to go well.
What happens if there's not a conviction, obviously. Charges are probably pending if they haven't happened already. What happens in the interim? You know, the NFL started out, you know, horribly when it came to issues of domestic violence. And now they say there's this zero tolerance policy. Mm-hmm. Is he benched? Like, how does this work?
It would be my guess that the team will probably bench him first. You don't need a conviction to suspend a player. Isn't that right, Sam? I don't think you need a conviction.
That is correct.
Yeah. And so the NFL will do probably their own and very quick review of the case and determine whether or not he's going to be playing football for a while.
If I remember correctly, Von Miller was suspended for a game or two.
Mm-hmm.
And those were allegations.
Well, and that's what these are. These are just allegations.
Right.
But you know, when police claim that he tried to strangle his girlfriend, and when police claim that they found what they believe to be cocaine in his house, that is not going to go over well with the NFL at all. And I would be surprised if he's not suspended within the week.
Chiefs tonight, Royals tonight. I have a question when we get back, because we don't have any of the catching the ball players right now because they're all injured. They just dropping like dominoes, the people that catch the ball. What does that mean? And do we get a new person to catch the ball now?
Well, you can.
Because the rumors all over this last week.
Devontae Adams wants out of Las Vegas.
Why would we not get Tyreek back?
Well, he has to want to come back, and the Miami Dolphins have to be willing to part with him.
Their quarterback is not going to be playing.
Quarterbacking.
Right.
But
they're down a throwing person. We're down a bunch of catching people.
Correct.
Tyreek would have to take a massive pay cut and move away from his entire family because he's from Miami.
And he has said things about the Chiefs and even Patrick Mahomes that I think would be tough to rewrite, so to speak.
Really?
I think after he left, there were some barbs thrown.
Yeah.
So you do not see that happening.
Tyreek Hill?
Yeah.
No. I don't even see.
We don't have the cap space.
Yeah, the Chiefs only have $4.5 million of cap space.
Think about it. We have lost Hollywood Brown, correct? Mm-hmm. Rashee Rice.
Yeah, probably for
the season. Who was the one that was injured prior? Pacheco tried to bet on him. FYI, you can't.
He's on IR, yes.
Yeah, FanDuel does not have that line.
We have Xavier Worthy.
We do have Xavier Worthy.
And Travis Kelce.
Okay.
And Juju Smith.
We still have three tight ends who are putting in work.
All right.
913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks. Yeah, that's right, Sam. We are 1 hour out from the first pitch in the Bronx.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
The Royals and the Yankees in the American League Divisional Series. Royals currently are 0-1. Yankees are 1-0 in this series.
Thanks to the umpires.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Thanks a lot.
Bought off.
24 cameras.
Jeez.
By the way, when you go on vacation to a foreign country, you don't get a lot of American news.
Really?
No. The only channel they had in the hotel was Fox News, which was fine.
Oh, God. Well, I'd fling myself.
Yeah, you would have not made it. But apparently I missed this one. It was not on Fox News down there, but it is. I did find this story at foxnews.com. Apparently, Rashee Rice's mom,
yes,
allegedly was snagging packages off of a neighbor's front porch.
She's caught on tape, and Scott, she's wearing a jersey that says Mama Rice.
And then the number 4.
It's like it's a Rice jersey that says Mama Rice.
There's also a child with her wearing a Rice jersey.
What? Oh my
word. I mean, this is just one of those stories that's just a head scratcher. It's just a head scratcher. I don't know. It looks like an apartment ring doorbell camera.
Yeah, it looks like an apartment.
And you can see in the video the woman who is alleged to be
Mama Rice
using her foot to kind of slowly slide the package out of view. But then she picks it up and walks off, and you can see the woman walking off with it.
Well, she picks it up and then looks straight in the camera like, hey, if you didn't already have a close up of my
face, here I am.
Here you go.
It's
how do my teeth look?
It is a head scratcher. That case.
The package had Chapel Roan records in it, which had been bought from Urban Outfitters.
Yeah,
they were hot to go.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what you did. Really.
Thanks.
I don't understand.
Okay.
Yep.
For the past 20 years, Yelp has been providing a platform for people to share their experiences at businesses ranging from bars to barbershops. According to the company, in that time, in the 20 years, the platform has published 287 million user reviews of more than 600,000 businesses. There is a reason. Review sites like Yelp are so popular. No one wants to spend their hard-earned money on a dud product or fork over cash for a bad meal. So we seek advice from strangers and use various clues to judge if a particular review is authentic and reliable. Sometimes these cues can lead shoppers down the wrong path. Other times, the reviews are simply fake.
That's the one thing. Yelp giveth and Yelp taketh away. And I don't use it very often, I should be better about doing glowing reviews when it's warranted.
It's easier to complain than it is to praise.
It's easier to complain than it is to praise. And mm-hmm. so, I don't know, Scott, like what, how many bad reviews would it take or one review from a close friend before you either go somewhere or stay away from that place?
I would not, I have never used Yelp or Angie or any of those sites. But if it was word of mouth, like if you
yeah,
or
if
Sam,
I said, oh, you've got to go check out this restaurant,
I'd be more inclined to go check it out.
Yeah.
Equally, if Sam came in tomorrow and said, you know, hey, we just ate at restaurant X. Ugh. We were, the food was cold. It
service was
like,
terrible.
Yeah. The lady was rude, blah, blah, blah. I would be less inclined to go get it. But that is word of mouth from people whose tastes I know I share in many respects.
Right, right.
And whose judgment I value. I don't value the taste nor the judgment of some stranger who may or may not be named AI.
I never even thought about AI. I never even thought about that. Like there could be a robot out there giving glowing fake reviews mm-hmm. or awful reviews.
Well, and oftentimes, and this story goes on to point this out, and for those of you who are business owners, I am sure that you have fallen victim to this, where sometimes it's not somebody who dined at your restaurant or bought clothes from your store or whatever, name your business. It is your competitor who is going online under the guise of being, you know, a legitimate client of yours and leaving a horrible review.
I've also heard from business owners that once somebody leaves a horrible review, mm-hmm. it is very, very difficult
to get it off,
to work through the process to get that off. And that makes me sad.
I won't say who it is, but I have a friend who owns a business and a very well-known business here in town. And he has someone on staff whose sole job it is to, because like I said, this is a well-known, I'm not going to name the business.
But so, just to monitor that stuff.
To monitor online reviews. And if this business gets a negative one, okay, or one that's not
right, glowing,
very positive,
yeah,
this person's job is to reach out to them.
How can we make this right?
How can we fix it? And once we do make it right and we fix it, we'd like for you to remove that review. That is that person's sole job.
One of the most powerful like statements I have seen from a business was a couple of years ago. It was definitely after the pandemic, but not that long after the pandemic. And it was on a sign inside the restaurant. And it said, we are a small family-owned business. We strive every single day for mm-hmm. your experience to be amazing.
Yeah.
We are begging you, if you have any issue whatsoever, please ask for the manager on call. We will help you handle whatever issue right. you may have here before you take it to social media. Like, let's handle it here.
Right.
Because it's time-consuming. It can be devastating, like all of those things. And I thought, what a great idea. Like, if there's something wrong, come tell us now. We will fix it here.
But you can, once they write it online, you can't get that skid mark out of those drawers.
Right. That is one way to say that, yeah. Yes.
Nice word picture.
Thank you.
Thank you for that.
Beautifully painted.
Great.
913-586-7798. Dakota in Independence. Hello, Dakota.
Hey, how's it going? I call in every Friday asking for the Dana-isms. But anyways, you guys were talking about the reviews. My boss has actually had to take legal action against the guy to have his bad review removed from our Google page.
Yeah.
Because my boss is all about reputation is absolutely everything, and one small bad one can spark a wildfire. And the way he found out was we started digging into his profile, and come to find out he had written reviews for 5 different places, and he lives in Wisconsin and we work in Kansas. He wrote 5 different bad reviews in 5 different places that were 20 miles apart. There's no physical human way to get to those 5 different locations
right.
that are 20 miles apart okay. in 5 minutes.
But Dakota, then let me ask you this, and I believe that should in some cases be a lawsuit, because clearly that's not accurate. And but do you have to prove that it's not accurate to get relief in a case like that?
I believe so, yes, because him not even being at the state, from what I heard from my boss, he wouldn't disclose the entire case, but he pulled records of every single customer we've ever had and gave it to the attorney. And, yeah, they didn't find the guy at all. He had never even been to the state or showed any business with our company.
Just a troll.
Pretty much, yes.
Hang on, Dakota, for a second. What would be the point? Was this person paid by your competition? Was he just, like Dana said, trolling you guys?
No. So what he was is a badge scavenger for Google. So the more reviews you put out on Google, the more little fake badges you get to put next to your profile.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, that's worth it.
But we were end up being successful and got it taken down. So I believe we are now back up to a 5-star rating on Google.
Huh. But
don't
what,
quote me on that.
No,
though.
But it's okay, Dakota. All that they had to go through he mentioned attorney.
Which is not cheap.
I'm sure this was not rectified in 10 minutes.
Well, probably wasn't rectified in 10 months. I mean, you have to go through all of those records of every customer you've ever had. Does this guy's name match anybody we've had in store? No. All right, now we've got a case or a potential case. Now we got to go find a lawyer who's going to be willing to take our case to go after this person for money they probably don't even have.
For a man we don't even know, and for someone who doesn't even live here.
In a state, 1, 2,
yep,
3, 4 away.
God.
Keep in mind, someone who might not even exist.
See, that should be, I don't want to say it should be criminal, but if you are destroying someone's livelihood based on a falsehood, how is that not defamation or slander?
Well, it is, but defamation's a civil case, not a criminal one.
Mm. I've only left one review in my life, and it was overwhelmingly bad.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Sam.
Why don't you leave positive ones?
Sam, I'm going to tell you right now, the universe would like you to balance out. I'm not saying it was not a deserved bad review, but to balance out the universe, right, you should also then go on and paste a glowing review that you believe for another company that where you had great service.
I agree.
But like I said earlier,
right now I want you to do it.
It's easier to complain than it is to praise.
It was for an apartment complex, and I said I would rather live in a cardboard box on the corner of the street than in this complex.
And they handed you one.
Wow.
And they handed you one.
That is very specific.
And said, we can make that happen for you.
Yeah. Well, I had already moved out. I waited.
913-586.
I would rather live in a cardboard box. That is a glowingly specific bad review.
913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. Get it on.
Let's go.
What a great night for sports in Kansas City. Royals first pitch coming up at 6:38 local time. They're in the Bronx tonight for game 2 of the ALDS with the Yankees. And the Chiefs kickoff is 7:20, I believe.
That is correct.
Against the Saints out at Arrowhead. Before we get to more calls, Angela and Liberty, hang tight. We'll get with you in just a moment. 913-586-7798. Did want to remind everybody that we are doing the fourth Dana and Parks Cornhole Tournament. It's going to be on Saturday, October 19th, so it's short order, so we got to get moving. And it's going to be at Serve in Overland Park from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. again on Saturday, October 19th. All of the proceeds, every single dollar, goes to KC Pet Project. We've limited because of the short amount of time we have to get everybody registered and get everything organized. We're limiting it to 100 teams, okay? 100 teams for cornhole, and it's $50 a pop, and you can register your team. It is, by the way, ACA credentialed, so any points you earn do count, and you can register your team at kmbz.com. Angela in Liberty. Angela, hello. Hello. Angela once.
Sorry.
All right,
hello. So I was just saying that it's way easier to complain than it is to praise. Yep. But that's why I go out of my way, like when we're dining out or whatever, if we get good service, to ask to see a manager, let that person know, hey, everything's cool, not a problem. And then let the person in charge know, hey, great service, appreciate this person really working hard, you know, really personable, whatever, just because I feel like they don't hear those positives, even though they really should. So I try to go out of my way to do that, put that positive stuff out there.
Angela, let's all do this. Let's the whole Dana and Parks family, the next time you are out somewhere in the next week and you have good service, make a point to go on Yelp or even Facebook and just say, look, we had a great, great experience here.
I'm going to do that more. I've never written a review of anything unless it was maybe like on my private Facebook page. But I'm going to be better about leaving good, positive reviews when I go to a business and get exceptional service.
We were at dinner Saturday night, and we're talking about how amazing our server was. And my girlfriend and I could remember the three times that we still tipped, but skimped somebody on a tip because the service was that bad. But we couldn't remember all of the exceptional times.
Well, see, now this is how you can get right with God. And because you left that horrible review about that apartment complex.
Yeah, they deserved it.
Tonight,
Satan was working that night. I'm just saying.
He was working through you.
Okay. All right. Somewhere out there,
mm-hmm.
The devil is dancing tonight.
Yes.
But you can stop the devil from dancing if you'll go online and give that restaurant the good review that it deserves.
I didn't catch her name, though.
It doesn't matter. You remember the name of the restaurant?
Well, yeah, of course.
Oh.
And so leave them a positive review.
Last thing I will tell you, because you told all of us to go out of our way to go support those restaurants off of Midland Drive that have been completely cut off from civilization.
All of the bills.
I'm pretty sure by KDOT or whoever made the decision to shut all of that down.
Yeah.
We went and had the best brunch over there.
Apollo and Bill's?
It was not Apollo and Bill's, but I love Apollo and Bill's because there's all these restaurants over there to choose from that are choked off from civilization.
Yes, they are.
We went over to Rise and Shine.
Oh, yes.
And had, it used to be Etc.
It used to be Etc.
And not only was the food incredible, and there are monitors there for Sunday morning like football previews, which I like watching, Scott, the place was packed.
Good.
People have figured out how to find it, and please keep supporting those businesses on Midland Drive.
Yeah, one way to do it is go Shawnee Mission Parkway to Maurer Road.
Yes.
Head south on Maurer, and then when you get down to Midland, turn right.
Take a map and a Sherpa and go to Rise and Shine. You will be so happy that you did.
Well, good for you guys. That's great. That is great. Bonus hour is coming up next. On behalf of our producer today, the finest man in these United States, the great Sam Stevie III, my good friend and co-host Dana Wright, my name is Scott Parks, and God willing, we're back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Have a great night. Be safe. Be well. Go Royals and go Chiefs. We'll see you tomorrow at 2. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.